Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tuned into the greatest.
This international chart-topping podcast is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all our platforms. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, CastBox, and many more. You can also catch Talk with Turk on Power 109 Radio every other Sunday. Download the app and tap in. Do you want the tea? Well, simply Talk with Turk, bish. Just talk with me.
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I had, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being with my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk, bitch, underscore, gonna talk about here. You go crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Turk, bitch, underscore.
Everybody in the building, everybody in the building. Turk bitch is back, Turk bitch is back. All you bitches is back, Turk bitch is back. And I got it like that, and I got it like that. Yeah, I'm in the building, yeah, I'm in the building. Gonna give you the tea, cause this is what we giving. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm having fun. Cause we putting out content for fun. And we getting this on the run. And we doing this for fun. Yeah, these bitches hating for fun. Yeah, these bitches hating, it's fun. I'm fine. Listen to me, do it one time. Yeah, I'm fine. Bitch, you know I'm not a nine, I'm a dime. Bitch, yeah, I'm on time. Bitch, what, licking like a lime. Bitch, what, you know I'm grind. Ding, bitch, you know it's time to put it in. Put it in the skill, cause you know I wanna win. Yeah, I'm freestyling off of this beat. Yeah, I'm trying to get, yeah, I'm trying to catch the beat. Yeah, I ain't trying to miss another fucking bar. I'm trying to give you flows, yeah, I'm trying to give you more. Trying to give you all this, all floor. Put it on the floor, cause you know what I'm for. I just ate that. Yeah, I know I do it like a big bag. Cause my back ain't big no more. It's got small and I gotta thank to Ozempic. Yeah, I'm just having fun and freestyling. Y'all know I'm gonna keep wildin'. I'm having fun and freestyling. This is a draft. I don't know if I'm submitting it. Yeah, yeah, let's have fun. Do up that thing, do up the thing. Pull up the strings, coo up the things. Boo up the things, boo up the things. Boo up the things, blow up the rain. Yeah. One time for the bitches in the back. One time for the bitches in the front. One time for the bitches on the side. One time, cause these bitches outside. One time, cause these bitches got a ticket. One time, cause these bitches look like crickets. Yeah, just have fun. Yeah, yeah, on the beat. Yeah, yeah, on the beat. My man, he goes skate. Y'all, I was just having so much fun with that. Literally, I don't even know if I'ma post this. I'm gonna post this in the episode. Y'all are gonna be so weak. But anyway, let's get into some things, because I have a very special friend
that's going to be on this episode. And we're just going to have great conversation. We're going to talk about life. We're going to talk about love. We're going to talk about happiness. We're going to talk about careers. A very, very dear friend. It's just a genuine vibe every time he comes on the show and every time I do his show. You know him. And y'all going to find out who he is on the next segment. But for now, thank you everybody for tuning in. We have been putting out a lot of content, like I was just freestyling, being crazy. I'm not a freestyler by all means, but if I get in the booth and actually, like, write some bars, bitch, I have the bars. So let's not ever get it twisted. I can't freestyle for shit. Listen, I cannot freestyle. But that was literally fun. I was just having fun. But, yeah, we have a very special guest today, and this is just a free episode, like, just let all loose, just have fun. After you listen to this episode, go listen to this beat and just freestyle y'all to it. It's just fun. Like, sometimes that's what I do when I'm bored or when I don't have nothing else to do. I just go and freestyle to different songs and instrumentals. And I don't know, I was about to just start out the segment like I always do, you know, thank you for coming into the show. But I was like, nah, let's just have fun. Let's just do something fun and something unexpected. I'm just going to wing it from the top of the head. I don't have nothing written down. And we're going to actually do hot topics real quick. I just have a few hot topics. Like today, Trina did an interview on Carlos King. He has a new podcast out called Reality with the King, and he actually has a great podcast. He does mostly, like, people who have been in the industry that have not been on TV in a while, or people that have been on Housewives. He has that type of audience, people that we don't expect to hear from or have an interview with. He usually does interviews for those people. Like, he's done NeNe Leakes, Royce Reed, Malaysia. He's done Erica from Love & Hip Hop, many more people. He has something coming up with Teresa Giudice in New York with his podcast, so I'm excited to see all that he has entailed. But Trina did an interview, and she spoke about Nicki Minaj, of course, and she spoke about the so-called beef that they supposedly had. But Trina chalked it up to saying, you know, it was nothing. It was her team. It was management that had everything to do with it. Nicki actually supported the song the most. She gave Trina the song for her album, which people need to we need to speak about that more often. Like, they always put Nicki in the media for negative things, but they never talk about things like this. So I'm glad that Trina actually did. So shout out to Trina for being a real ass bitch. So I really do respect you for that. I mean, some things in the interview I didn't agree with, but overall, she kept it cute for the queen, and she respected her. They are friends still to this day. There's no beef on her end. She just hated how her team and management was really not supporting her through this time when her and Nicki was working together. So it made it look like Nicki wasn't really supporting it when she actually was doing everything behind the scenes to actually help Trina and just, you know, be there for Trina as a friend, because Trina was there for Nicki early on in her career, which Nicki has always shouted her out, gave her respects, her props, all of that good stuff. But of course, the media sometimes doesn't talk about that. But that's why you have someone like me, Talk with Turk. We're going to talk about it. We're going to tell the truth. And I want to also talk about how the media is still trying to portray that Cardi B ate Bia up when she actually didn't. And I'm actually going to play the official audio on my episode of Bia's disc called Sue Me, because Cardi did threaten to sue her. And I feel like that's a bitch ass move when you're a female rapper.
Okay.
Yeah. When you are a female rapper, Cardi B.
Okay.
I don't think that should be synonymous in the same sentence, actually, in my opinion. But a lot of people don't see fit. I really am disappointed by the amount of support that she gets from black people. That really disturbs me as a culture. As someone who is black as well, I don't really agree that y'all should really be on her side and support her, given all the things that she's done when it comes to black people, you know, all the offensive things she said and done and all the things that she actually stands for as a person. So we're going to always tell the truth here. We want y'all to actually respect yourselves when you're actually listening to music. We want y'all to listen to music that's going to make you think, music that's timeless, not music that's just going to be, you know, here for a few days and then next week is gone. So shout out to Pink Friday too, because it's still selling.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Other news, The Dream is being sued by his protege for sexual battery, abuse, and trafficking. And this story is coming by Grape Juice. Let's go ahead and read a little bit of it. That Grape Juice. Hitmaker The Dream is facing a series set of allegations including sexual battery, abuse, and trafficking. The producer who has helmed hits for Rihanna, Britney Spears, Justin Bieber has been hit with a lawsuit from Shanaz Mongrove. She claims the star-born Terrius Nash roped her into a relationship with false promises of launching her music career. Now, we've heard this so many times when it comes to artists and producers when they date women. This is the first thing that they say that they are being promised. Yet, instead of morphing her into a star, he stands accused of carrying out violent sexual acts and vicious psychological torture. Per the suit, The Dream allegedly sponsored the extension of the Netherlands-born singer's U.S. visas, fueling hope that it will lead her to a big break. However, she says that The Dream turned into a nightmare, defined as manipulation and violence. She claimed that one instance saw him lock her into a dark room and violently have sex with her while she was naked and alone for hours on end. He was to return shortly after to repeat the act. And she further claims she was frequently strangled during sexual intercourse. Now, she actually spoke on the suit and said, "Ultimately, my silence has become too painful, and I realized that I need to tell my story to heal. I hope that doing so will always help others and prevent future horrific abuse." Now, I'd never support sexual abuse, physical abuse, trafficking, battery, none of that stuff. I'm not that type of person. I'm a social worker. So those are the things that I'm actually against, even when it comes to friendships, relationships. If you put your hands on me or you threaten to put your hands on me, we will never be friends. I'll never really respect you. I won't have a problem with you in the future, but I never really respect you, because that means you're threatening. You're a threatening type of person, and I don't want to be around a threatening type of person. I've let a lot of people go because of that. I had instances where they put their hands on me, close friends, and I took it, and I felt like once you put your hands on me, the line has been crossed that you can never come back from. And just the other day in my neighborhood, there was some sort of disturbance going on between a couple. And as a social worker, I had to step in, and I called the police because I don't want nobody to get hurt or get killed or anything of that nature. So we always want to believe the victims, especially when they're telling their story. So believe the victims first until, you know, they go to court and things have been settled, all of that stuff. And then we can make our decisions on what we believe and form our opinions based around that. Moving on, we'll never get a Rihanna album because Rihanna is officially announcing Fenty Hair.
Okay.
Rihanna, we are tired. We are tired of this bullshit. Okay? Now give us the freaking album. Where is the album? We need the freaking album. I don't even want to talk more about that because, you know, I just don't want to talk about it because I want Rihanna's album. Over the years, I've grown to respect her and love her as an artist. In the beginning days, I was not really a fan, but over time, she grew on me and I became in love with her. And she is one of the big three when it comes to the top women in the industry. And to me, that's Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, and Rihanna Fenty. Moving on, Young Miami shares why the City Girls decided to pursue solo projects. A lot of people have been reporting on this, and I mean, she basically just chopped it down to they both had different dreams, they both had different endeavors, different passions. You know, JT was actually the real rapper out of the group, and Miami, she actually wanted to do other things. You know, she's just a real down south homegirl. She's never gonna change when it comes to who she is. I don't believe she really believes in growth. She wants to stick with her roots. And I believe that's why they kind of went different paths, you know? And I believe that she really wasn't into the rap and into the music as heavy as JT was. And that's why JT is out here doing her own thing. Solo music has actually been doing great. Don't let the media tell you otherwise. Shout out to JT. Go and stream her new music. She has a new song called Okay, and she also has a song with Dochi. So go check that out as well. Let's see. Kanye West is being sued for sexual harassment by his ex-assistant. More sexual harassment claims have been coming out about everybody black in the industry. Have y'all noticed that? It's becoming a trend now to be exposed. And Cat Williams did jump off in the beginning of January and said, this is what's going to happen in 2024. Watch. And each week we see somebody new. SZA is back in the studio. She is teasing highly anticipated new music. So we are excited for SZA to come out. She always has a run when it comes to her music and her albums. SZA is on a run. Her last album, SOS, which I have it right here beside me on vinyl. I'm looking at it now. So beautiful. Shout out to SZA. It was an amazing album. She knows how to make an album. She knows how to make music. And if she knows something's not right, she scraps it, goes back in, and redo it. And I respect someone like that because they want to give you their best. And I'm pretty sure Nicki has done that before. And that's why I respect her, too, because we all believe in perfection. Even myself, like, if I don't think something's perfect or I'm not liking it or it's not up to par for me, I'm not really interested. So, shout out to SZA. And we ready to see what's going on with her new era. Taraji P. Henson returns as the host for the BET Awards 2024. I mean, exciting news, but not exciting news. A lot of people have really been getting into Aria Star. She has a new song called Last Heartbreak Song featuring Giveon. Her and Tyler as well, Tyla, the music artist that had Made Me Sweat, Made Me Harder, whatever. But she also has a great album that people have kept on repeat. So I suggest you guys go and check out those new musics. And we will talk about more things when it comes in the future. And speaking of Tyla, the last thing, her self-titled album surpasses 1 billion streams on Spotify. So she's actually in high demand. So shout out to Tyla. And if there's anything that you guys want me to discuss, let me know. Put it in the comments. Put it in my Q&As, all of that stuff. You can send me a message on my Anchor profile. You can send me a message anywhere on my platforms. Just reach out. Don't forget, do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bitch. Just talk with me. Just talk with me. Just talk with me. Just talk with me. Just talk, 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 talk with me. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Turk Bish back in the building for the one time. I'm so excited for today's show. I just had one segment with you guys, and I told you that we're going to have a very, very special guest today. So let's go ahead and get into some things. Now, I'm going to go ahead and introduce this person. They've already been on the platform before. You have heard their music. You have streamed their music before, and I want you to be able to continue to do the same. So they came back to the show, and I'm excited to introduce my friend. He's a 33-year-old Charlotte, North Carolina native, Martavius Sam Priest Patton. He's a creative force known by his supporters as Sam Priest. He's a prolific singer, songwriter, actor, event host, podcaster, and much more. As a singer, Sam Priest has been described as dynamic, captivating, and engaging, a true performer and a lover of the craft. From the moment he steps onto a stage, he commands your attention. As a songwriter, he has an undoubtable way with words. His catchy hooks will have you humming all day long. Sam Priest's musical endeavors have put him on stages in many contexts, wielding a degree in music performance from the illustrious North Carolina A&T State University, Aggie Pride. He has been in musical theater productions, festivals, and live music venues from coast to coast. A true creative, he brings a charisma to the stage that is undeniable. In addition to his music endeavors, Sam Priest is an active event host and podcaster. The energy he brings into the space is infectious, to say the least. He has a natural gift and radiance that keeps guests engaged all night long. His charisma and passion for entertaining are undeniable. His podcast, The Adventures of Sam Priest, which I have been a guest on before, highlights everyday people discussing everyday things centered around a positive expression of self. The inaugural season of the show caught in the eyes and attention of folks from all over, and is set to be a beacon of uplifting energy for a great future lengths. Season 2 is incoming with new episodes released every week and can be viewed on YouTube, Spotify, and all other podcast streaming platforms. Sam Priest released his debut single, She's Bad, in June of 2023 and made a huge statement, in which I have played multiple times on the Power 109 radio station. Featuring a live band, the song...
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy glass tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Song has an unmatched feel-good vibe that allows Sam Priest to showcase exactly the kind of artist he is. Following his debut release, he subsequently released two more singles, Come Here Baby and To Be There. Each song has showcased yet another element of Sam Priest's creativity and ability as an artist. These releases have caught the attention from soul music lovers from not only the US but Canada, the UK, Germany, and more. This is just the beginning for Sam Priest as he is working on a full-length album set to release in summer 2024. He is definitely an artist to keep on your radar as more great music and positive vibes are coming. Let me introduce you guys to my friend, my dear friend, Sam Priest. How you doing? What's going on?
Come on, reading this bio.
Period. You know, I had to go in for you. Of course, you are a special guest on our station here, on our podcast, and we have worked together before multiple times, so I'm glad to say that I have a friend in media, not only just in person, but in media, and in terms of just creativity and Black culture, like, we all have to stick together, so I'm very grateful that you're here and here to showcase your talent and express to everybody the things that you got going on since the last time we heard from you. Now, I've read a quite bit of a great bio that you got there. Of course, you laid out everything that the people need to know, which I believe is very important. But is there anything special that has been going on in your life since we talked to you last time?
So before I even jump on the, you know, I always got to jump on the show and give my baby some love. Like, I am always pushing for you, sir. I'm always rooting for you. I've been rooting for you.
Thank you.
In your corner for the longest. And I will continue to do so because you not only look out for your people, but you meet people with great energy and nothing but love. And I appreciate that about you, as well as, like, if you can help, you're going to help. And that's how I am. And that's what I like to surround myself around. So I appreciate you for even giving me an opportunity to come on and just have my voice be heard for the people.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Of course, of course.
Now, what's exciting that's happening for me? Honestly, I'm on this journey of just doing this independent art thing. Last time we spoke, we did do She's Bad, and since then I've released a couple of singles, just testing out the water.
Yes.
And the song that I dropped at the beginning of this year was Come Here Baby, which honestly has been getting a lot of streams.
Amazing. Congratulations for that. Shout out to that.
Which is so shocking, especially as a new artist. The numbers that I'm reaching, like, they're not that normal. So it makes me feel good about the art that I'm creating.
Right.
So if you guys are listening, check out Come Here Baby first, because that is definitely my number one hit right now.
Of course.
And then right after that, I dropped To Be There, which is more like, I wanted to play around with different textures and sounds of music. So I wanted to do like a jazz funk type of thing. And then that song started getting a lot of streams.
Good.
And like doing well in the UK. And then so I was like, all right, cool, let me test the waters one more time. So here I dropped another single called Craven.
Right.
And I actually had my first feature on there, which was also an Aggie alum. Shout out to Noel the Lyricist.
Shout out. Aggie Fry.
Love that dude. Love that dude. He is so fucking talented. Excuse me, I didn't know if I can curse or not.
So no, you can. Of course. This is, look, my show, you can cuss because it's explicit content. It's going to be under explicit content. So.
Professional, bitch.
Oh, like, no, bitch. You can cuss. You can say what you want to say. And that's why my listeners love authenticity. That's why they love me. That's why they stream each episode. They're loyal. So just be yourself. They don't care. They love it.
Hell yeah. Okay, cool. Now that we got the professionalism shit out the way, I've been busting my ass. Like, I'm constantly posting every day. And, like, I'm not trying to bore my audience. So, like, I'm trying to keep y'all engaged.
Right.
So most of the creativity shit that y'all see on my page is little thoughts from my brain. So I know when I get to a situation where I get the budget for what it is that I'm trying to really create,
right,
like, y'all, I promise you, your mind is going to be blown away, because I don't think I'm making just regular music.
No, you're not.
I'm I feel like I make music for the soul, you know?
Yep.
Like, I make music that you want to sit back and just relax to, you know? Like, it's music that is just good for you. It's like a old school sound with a modern twist.
Yeah.
And so,
what I like about your sound, it has a very soulful aesthetic. And we are missing that when it comes to music nowadays. Like, we don't get that anymore. And I love the fact that you are tapping into that. And I commend you for being able to actually stay in that lane, in that pocket. And of course, we're all going to experiment sometimes outside of what we do, but you took your lane. You said, this is what fits me. I don't have to fit the mold of what the industry wants a black man to be, which is like straight contemporary R&B usually, or urban R&B. But I love the fact that you bring all of those different elements, those band elements, something that back in the day, A. Marie, she tried to do at one point before that sound got snatched away from her. So I love the fact that you're doing that again. Like, you're actually having real elements of music within your song, which is amazing. And I think that's very important to note. So I just wanted to say that to you, of course. And we're going to put your songs on the Spotify episode in between the segments so that they can listen and stream and get into the sound that you give off. And we just love it. We love it, Martavius. This is my bitch.
I really appreciate that. Like, I'll be honest, like, that shit is, it's not as easy as people want it to be. But, like, when you have a sound and you know that the sound can change the way that people listen to music.
Exactly.
Like, you don't run away from that. Like,
nope.
I believe in myself. And so if I can't sell my product to other people and convince other people to listen to my shit, if I don't even believe in where I'm putting out. And I stand by all of the art that I create. Like, and this, for me to be like a new artist and never been in the studio before and none of this shit, like, I feel like my friend, she's bad. Like, she's bad with the production.
It was.
And like, you don't hear new artists coming out hitting as hard as I am, and that's not me being cocky. That's me actually tooting my own horn.
Look, and it's look, and you don't even have to say that about, you know, that's not you being cocky, because in actuality, people, they like to put the word cocky on people who believe that they are greater than themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, people who actually have that drive, that talent, that ambition, that determination, those are the people that can actually say, hey, I have this talent. I know how to use it. I can use it. It's not me being cocky. It's me being sure with who I am and me feeling confident enough to say that this is what I love to do, and I do it very well. So I don't believe that it's being cocky. I believe that it's you just knowing that you fit the mold, and even not just fitting the mold, you can extend outside of that mold as well. And so it's you just being talented and authentic. So,
like, my favorite saying is to say, if you don't toot your own horn, sometimes you won't have no music.
Mm-mm.
And I like to walk around with a good beat to my life. So
right.
If I'm not making my own music, then that means that nobody's going to hear my sound. So
exactly.
I stand by that. And, like, I, if you have a dream and you got a passion, like, the only person that's going to push your shit out is you. The
right.
Only one that's going to go as hard for everything is you. Like, everybody else will fall in place. And
exactly.
Nine times out of ten, it's not going to be the people that you expect that's going to be in your corner. It's mm-hmm. always going to be strangers that show up for you the most. And so, like, I take every opportunity to not only, like, talk about my art and what I'm creating, but I also take all the time in the world to support and show up for everybody else, because it's important in this time and in this world, especially as an independent artist. Like,
mm-hmm.
I go to so many spaces where I just, you know, I'll be looking for people to be in the audience and don't nobody be there. But by the time I leave an event with like 50 more followers, because they really, like, they genuinely love the art that I'm creating.
Right. Now, speaking of that, like you just mentioned, you know, nobody being in the crowd. There was this artist, this white artist. I can't think of who he was. He was a rapper. And he went to a show and he showed up and there was nobody there. There was nobody at that show. He posted it on social media. He was like, but I still went out there. I did my thing. I showed up and I showed out. Did you know within a week, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook made this man famous, and at his next show, it was sold out and packed. All it takes is you just being who you are, being comfortable in your skin, and even though you don't get the outcome you expect, you still show up and do the work. And that's what I love about you. So it was funny that you mentioned that, because I just saw a story about that on TikTok. I can't think of his name, but I'm pretty sure I'll remember at a later date and I'll remind people about it later. But that's very important to note as well as an artist. So nobody might be there for you right now. You might not have nobody supporting you. You might not have the people that you thought were going to support you in this endeavor, especially close friends and family. But in the end, it will all pay off, because most of the time, strangers are your fans and will be your friends. And I just saw a video last night again speaking of that. Don't expect your friends to be your fans, because that will never happen, because they either are two things. They saw you go in this process and they saw you as your friend grow into this person and do your thing. They feel like, okay, he's an accomplished person. I don't have to really give much. I don't really have to show much support, because I saw him work for it and I gave him the encouragement along the way. And then you have other people who like, I don't want him to be able to do that. No, he did this. He can't beat me out. You have those two type of people. So you can't always expect your friends to be your fans, because it's either one or two ways when it comes to that situation. You just expect to continue to do you, be authentic in yourself, and showcase your talent. That's all.
Yeah, and like, also, like, if you go into these spaces and you expect for an audience to be there, and then you get there and it's like maybe three or four people in there, I don't give a fuck how many people in that audience. You give them your best, because you right. never know what your music will do for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it'd be those strangers that be following you the most. Mm-hmm. I've walked into so many areas where they're like, again, the crowds be small, but by the time I'm done, like, they done shared my shit much that, like, now my followers are going up. Now my support system is going up.
Exactly.
And, like, I stopped putting on these shows with the mindset that my people are going to show up. I just invite people, and if they show up, they show up. If they don't, the show will still be great.
Exactly. That's a word right there, and that's the mindset to have, because if you don't have that mindset, most of the time you'll fall by the wayside, and you'll get lost, and you won't be on the wave that you thought you would be on, because you didn't really focus. You weren't really determined. You weren't really driven. And that's what separates me and you from a lot of other people. We have those factors in us. We're like, we're going to make it. We know that we have something greater. Like, I literally sat and listened to one of my episodes the other day. I realized how far I came as far as my engagement impressions. And I was listening to this song called Wanderer by Tinashe. And in this song, she really expresses how badly she wants it. You know, like, and when I say wants it, it's not like I want to be famous, I want to be a star. It's like, this is how bad I want this. I see it for myself. I'm a wanderer. I wonder about how my life could be if I make it. I wonder how my life will change. I wonder how I will see my old self when I come into my new self, when I come into my destiny. And that song tore me up. I'm telling y'all get high, drunk, whatever, and listen to that song. It really will put you in, it'll put you in your feelings, but it also, at the end of the song, you'll come out with a determination like, I'm about to do this shit. Like, it just keeps you motivated. And so, like, we have to continue to be a wanderer. We have to continue to wonder how our life will be, because we are the people who will make it. We are the people who have those special gifts. And I know I'm just talking a lot right now, but I'm really saying a word, because a lot of people need to hear this. It's not easy what people like me and Sam Priest go through when it comes to creativity and putting in the work, production, all of that stuff. And we make it look so easy. It's not easy, but that's how bad we want it. We're going to work for it. And
hell,
so
yeah.
That's Sam Priest right there in a nutshell. He's working for it, and I commend you on that, my brother.
I appreciate that. I really do. Like, Fantasia said in one of her interviews, she was like, I think this is around the time that she was like dealing with a couple of vocal issues. She was basically like, what God gave me, no man can take.
Mm-hmm.
And even when, like, I'm questioning myself, or like, I'm not getting the same opportunities of other people.
Exactly.
Are my hands home. Like, I'm just like, y'all still can't stop what God got for me.
Right.
Because God gave me a gift, and I'm doing what God asked me to do, which is to work in my gift, and mm-hmm. I am doing that. So
exactly.
I have the faith, and I'm putting in the work to match my faith. So the only thing that is left is for God to deliver on the promise that he gave me.
Okay, because who God bless, no man can curse. Nicki Minaj says that all the time, and I live live by that. I believe that so deeply in myself. That's why God continues to bless me. God continues to put my foot in doors that a lot of people thought I wouldn't be in. A lot of people said that I would never make it. A lot of people said this, a lot of people said that. But who God bless, no man can curse. When you are a child of God and you have faith, He's going to do all for you. And I love that about us. Yes. They can't curse people who are destined by God, who are God's leaders, who are people that God wants to see at the forefront and know that they have something greater to give to the world. And that's people like us. And so they'll never be able to stop us. What God has for us, it will be for us. Your will be done. You have to be patient and stay the course.
But you gotta, like, on top of being patient, you have to understand and trust and believe that what is for you, it is for you, and you can't buckle and you can't allow other people to make you buckle.
Exactly. You know? All right.
Period. Step out in this and be strong in your shit.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I love about you, brother. So I'm glad that you came today. I'm glad we had this talk. I'm glad you were able to, you know, give the people a word, because we always need that. And I want people to see that people who are underground and people who are still trying to get their foot indoors, how much work it takes to get to where we are, how much work it will take to get you to where you need to be as well. So thank you for coming on, bro. Go ahead and tell the people what's next in your career, what they can be looking forward to. Give them your handle so they can reach out or stream your music. Whatever you want to say to the people, you have the floor now.
Well, first of all, thank you again. You know, I have nothing but love for you, Turk. For the people out there listening, make sure you follow me on Instagram. It's SANPRIEST_. And if you want to hear my music, just type in Sam Priest. I pop up on every digital platform that you can think of, because my music is out there, y'all.
Period.
I need the support and I need the love.
And we're going to make sure we give that to you. So all my listeners, all my faithful subscribers who are actually subscribed to the Spotify subscription, please go ahead and tune in. We're going to have his music in the episode as well, so that you guys can automatically stream through while you're listening to the episode. That will also help him and boost his streams. They're already boosted. They're doing well. But we want to make sure we give that extra push. Support our people, you guys. I want to say thank you to my brother for coming on again. I love you so much. Keep doing your thing. Keep just being the person that you are. Keep working for it. Keep working hard. Don't let nothing stop you. And if sometimes you feel down and you feel bad about it, just think about the talent that you have and think about how far you've already come. And it'll come, brother. It'll come. Trust me. Okay?
I appreciate it. If you want to start with a song, y'all start with Come Here, Baby, and then work your way down.
All right. Y'all heard it here first, so go ahead and stream those tracks. Don't forget you can listen to this episode on all platforms. We have just now been added to YouTube Music and to the YouTube Network, so our podcast has been uploaded. Now, if you do go up there might be some episodes that are not able to be streamed and that may not have made it to YouTube. That's because there's copyright actions that have been taking place. We have been working on that diligently, and we're trying to go one by one to get them all on the platform. And if they do, we'll get them up there. If they don't, then there's other platforms you can go listen to those episodes on, of course. So everything is not for everybody, as I say all the time, but I want to thank y'all for continuing to support me, listening to the podcast, and I'm going to keep working and keep rolling for y'all in the coming weeks. We got a lot of things coming up, and trust me, you don't want to miss an episode, because you might miss out on something, and you never know what I'm going to say. So don't forget, do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me.
Talk with Turk Bish.